Good morning, everyone. Thursday morning, 6:36. The Chris Evans Breakfast Show on Radio 2. But Chris isn't here. This is Vassos. Chris has been here, in fact, but he had to go just before we came on air. And he's left me a little note to read out to you. Bear with me. This is a little bit difficult for me because we're talking about one of my best friends here. Good morning, everyone, says Chris. The reason I'm not with you today is because just before we came on air, my mum passed away and I needed to go straight back home to be with the family. But it's all okay. In fact, it's very okay. Mum needed to be at peace. Moreover, she deserved to be at peace. We've been ready for this for some time now. And as she has throughout her life, in death, she's brought us together. She was an incredible woman. Anyone who's ever met her will tell you that. And ultimately, there was no battle lost, only a life won every single day. I'll be back tomorrow, says Chris. If Mum had the first idea I might not have shown up today because of her, she'd have been furious. I hope you all have a lovely Thursday. See you tomorrow. That was Chris. And this actually is a really good friend of his, Paloma Faith. Nobody can tell you. But I won't do. I'm going to let this finish. And now it has. Meatloaf on a Thursday morning. Vassos in for Chris just after 8 o'clock. Delighted to say Ken has now turned up. Ken Bruce is in the building. He will take over after Moira's headlines at 8:30. The professionals back in charge in 19 minutes from now. In the meantime, you...
Those are the BBC headlines. Our next news at 9 o'clock.
Morning! I'm starting an hour early this morning. Not a problem for me. Maybe a massive problem for you. Bit of a shocker though. You turn up for work expecting to do one thing and being given rather more to do. It's a bit like, you know, the school sports day. You turn up for the father's race. You think, oh yeah, good old egg and spoon this year. No, it's going to be an Ironman challenge this year. So anyway, Vass is going off now with a foil cape round his shoulders and he's being slowly rehydrated. We don't want to shock his system. Well done him and well done Lou. You'll hear Lou with the travel. She carries on and I shall carry on too. Talking of father's day races, you know, egg and spoon tends to be the one that I favour myself. And I have to say I'm rather good at it, mainly because I have shears in not only massive gloves with sticky back thumbs, but also the glue industry. I said it was good, and I'm not often wrong, but I wasn't wrong that time. It's Silver and Gold by Nick Hill. Time 20... Oh, it's actually beyond that. It's 19 minutes to 9. I need to get the hours right now because I'm not used to being up this early in the morning. In fact, normally I'm just... beautiful fellow comes in, you know, lovely Jeeves kind of figure comes into my palatial apartments, gently shakes me by the shoulder and says, a cup of tea, sir, round about this time, actually. Well, actually, maybe about 9 o'clock. He said, if you care to just step into these clothings that I've put out for you, sir, just make your way to the BBC. They'll look after you beautifully. And just pop in there for 2.5 hours, be gone at midday, and then you can go to your club for the rest of the day and enjoy a couple of drinks and some beers with the lads. That's very much the normal lifestyle. Why I have to come in, you know, work a little bit earlier. Well, they call it work. Well, it's because dear old Chris has suffered a bereavement in his family and sadly can't be with us today. We are all wishing him all the very best. But we shall carry on here, keeping you going. Popmaster will happen, but the lines are not open yet. I don't think I've ever been able to say that, but it won't be happening any earlier than usual.